You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
Yo, what up, guys? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio with musician, with the actor, with the model. What? He's our friend, y'all. Yeah. Sam Sarpong.
I'm coming home.
He's here.
I'm coming home.
In the building. But that's right now. Give it up for my co-host. We have Miss Queen is back.
Hey. Building.
What?
And we have Sir Sean Allen.
Jesus loves you.
Sir Sean.
Jesus does love you, Queen. He told me.
Thank you. He loves us all.
He loves us all, y'all.
Jesus loves us all. He's the reason for this season.
Well, honey. Sam, I know you got some new music for us.
Yeah, man.
Excited to play that.
I'm excited for you guys to play it.
Before we do that, we have a special friend we have in studio that you brought through. Yeah, tell us a little about Miss Anessa.
This is Anessa Alex. She's, she's part of, I always say, like, every camp, whether it's Diddy, whether it's Ja Rule, whoever, they always got that female vocalist.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That likes help puts the guys in check and makes the music on a whole nother level, and that's what she does for my chosen one crew. She's on a lot
of
the
up,
hooks.
Girl?
She's
you know you're not gonna be in here and not give us a little something later on.
Oh yeah,
okay. I'm gonna have to hear what you're talking about because
she's sick, yo.
She a part of the Blue Eyed Soul, then I need to hear why you a part of the Blue Eyed Soul.
Girl, yeah. I got you.
She got you. Trust me.
Yeah. All right, because you popping mad shit.
And that's Ashley, her role dog. Represent Boy London.
Hi. Oh, yeah, she's wrapping up crow. All right, y'all. Before we get into the new music, though, we have some topics. A lot of went down.
Yes.
Oh,
from last Friday night to today. Like, so let's just get into it. The Soul Train Awards, hosted by Wendy Williams.
What happened?
What happened?
Yeah.
Well, first of all,
you got to give a shout out to our girl, too, because she really put the stage on fire.
Who?
Tinashe.
She killed it.
Oh, God. What was you
talking about? All
right,
wait. Before we get to that.
Right.
The number one thing, the only reason I actually tuned in to actually care was because Missy Elliott, Lil' Kim, Da Brat was going to perform Ladies Night tribute.
Yeah.
So it came out. It was really dope. I always watch Lil' Kim now because I'm like, what's she gonna ruin this time? But I wasn't mad at her this time.
I don't think she ruins much. I think she still got it.
Yeah, I'm a Lil' Kim fan.
I thought it was dope.
I love Lil' Kim.
I wish Angie Martinez could have came out too.
Yeah, but I feel like that was Angie Martinez chose not to do that. I don't know why she would do that, but because I'm like, why would they have all these people up there? Total was there. MC Light was there.
Damn,
they
Light
shaded Spinderella a little bit, but Missy called out everybody except Spinderella.
Spinderella would be happy she got a job.
No, exactly. Spinderella be at everything, though,
she
y'all.
She do, yeah.
DeBrack killed it. But, I mean, I was just, when Missy came out, it was just so electrifying. And
that's the queen of, that's the real queen of rap right there.
I love her.
But this gave me hope for Lil' Kim because I love Lil' Kim. When she came out on her tour, she's a really good performer on stage. But the music that's been coming out has been kind of iffy. But I feel like maybe this might kind of give her that push. And I feel like we were talking about, we'll talk about it a little later, but Genuine, Timbaland, Missy, about to pop out. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can get that old school flow back.
We are definitely in desperate need.
Yes.
Music is on a fucking lifeline. We need a lifeline right now for music. Music is really dying. Somebody, please, let the old school people come and shock it back in or something. I'm sorry, that doesn't make any sense. But
who else do we have for performances? Let's get to Tinashe.
I thought she was dope.
I didn't watch the Soul Train Awards.
She was amazing.
I was working.
You didn't like her?
Look, here's my thing. I thought she did very well as far as like singing and dancing. I just... my thing is like, there's certain types of people and artists that just, you should not be lip syncing certain things. And the whole first song was lip synced. And I get why she had to save her energy for the performance after it. But it was like, that beginning part, like, I could have just did without it. I would have rather have just gone out there and just killed it. But here's my thing. I'm watching her dancing and singing. And then I'm going back. I'm like, you know, she kind of gives me a little bit of Ciara, but the energy is nowhere near what Ciara delivers on a performance. And, but this is the best Tinashe performance I've seen out of her, because I always felt like she has a scared stage presence.
Mm. I feel like Ciara, well, never mind, because I don't want to get attacked online, but I enjoy
give your opinion! Ciara what?
I think Tinashe has more energy than Ciara.
Really?
Yeah. And I feel like Ciara, it's the same thing over and over and over and over with Ciara, you know? The Matrix. She tries to incorporate that into every performance, and it's not even necessary.
So you think Tinashe is going to have the momentum to take a play?
Yeah, because from what I've seen of Tinashe, well, she's been performing the same song since January for a whole year. So it's been the same thing over and over. But I could see, but I've been following her years before she, you know, popped off.
Yeah, she's been doing it for a minute.
Yeah, and she just seems to be like a better dancer, technique, ballet, tap dance. She's kind of like Maya to me. They're very educated in dance. Ciara could dance and is amazing, but there's like an education behind it, and I think Tinashe is one of those people that have that. Like Lady Gaga or like Maya, you know what I'm saying?
Lady Gaga
went to Juilliard, I think. Oh. Or she went to Tisch.
She's a horrible dancer.
She went to Tisch. I think she got a degree from Tisch.
Hey, she may be horrible. She just knows about it.
Right, yeah.
I know about a lot of stuff that I'm not good at. Right?
How do you guys feel about Wendy Williams hosting the Soul Train Awards?
She was only on there for like 5 minutes.
It was awkward.
It was weird.
Wendy Williams don't give me soul.
Well, Wendy Williams, I'm surprised she showed up after all that shit with the Aaliyah movie. I would have been hiding under a rock.
I'd be like, bitch, what you know about soul?
Hey, but wasn't it shot like before the
Aaliyah
movie? Yeah, it was shot before it
aired, like 3 weeks ago or something like that. All right, moving on from the Soul Train Awards. A couple weeks ago, not last week, the week before,
you were there.
I went to this. It was the Legends of Bad Boy Records live in concert. Shout out to Diamond Production, Brothers Entertainment, MS Entertainment, and Mo Green Associates, y'all.
Where was this at?
This was at the Saban Theater downtown, in Wilshire.
Come on, I didn't know about that. I would have loved to have gone to that.
Let me just tell you, total Faith Evans, Carl Thomas, Mace, like, this was so live. When I tell you I thought I was in my bedroom and Pandora had came to life, I was just like,
wait, hold on, but where's my boys 112?
Right. Well, no, they switch them out sometimes 112. This is a tour, you can go see this all the time. Why I really loved this concert was because seeing these people together, like, I was looking like, what the fuck is Mace going to do in 2014?
Come on!
I think we have a video.
He has hits, bitch. But
I'm still looking like Mace, like, he kind of up there. Like, he going to be in the white jumpsuit with the big chains? And he was. But guess what? He turned it up. Let's take a look. We don't got no audio?
He's still rocking. No audio?
Well, all right. I guess the audio ain't going. What song is that?
Mace what? Mace who?
Been around the world.
Got a lot of girls that love to replace you.
Been around the world right here. Been. All right, so we'll take that down then. But he had so much energy, and it was so amazing. So Total started the show off, right?
Oh, can't you
Now, Keisha wasn't there because she just had a baby, and she's chilling, and she's like, they said she's not kicked. She's not kicked out.
That's Omar's ex-wife.
Yeah, Omar's.
He's not with her. Oh, wait, they're not together no more?
Omar Epps' wife.
Oh, I thought you said Epps.
I'm from New York, but you can understand what I'm saying.
I was tripping. I was like, wait, they're not together no more?
Because she was making it seem like she had the baby.
Omar Epps'
they're
wife.
They're very, very happy.
Yes. Yeah. I follow them on Instagram.
Yeah, they're a good couple.
Didn't sing with them, but I must say, Pam and Kimba, they damn perform their asses off. Pam's abs are like...
For real?
Bitch, I thought I could grate some cheese off them.
Like that?
Yes.
She's staying in shape.
Wow, she made Chili look like, girl, you know, step it up. Carl Thomas. I forgot how many songs Carl Thomas had.
Oh, I played them.
Here we go. Here's the bottom.
A day later, a dollar short, but it's all good.
Now, we have a whole bunch of these clips that we're going to have available online for you guys. Also, make sure you guys check out our Instagram. We'll put some of them up on there, at the BTV.
This takes you back, man.
This is the good time.
Wait, but do you know what song got the livest at this concert?
What?
Mace performed Lean Back.
What?
I forgot he was on the remix. Oh, he performed Lean Back. And when I tell you, every person stood up and got, you would have thought Fat Joe came up.
That was a big
record. Go ahead, Mace. You did that. All right. So shout out to everybody. Bad Boys Legend concert. That was epic.
Wow.
So something's been going on Facebook recently. The Supreme Court is addressing freedom of speech
in rap lyrics. Oh, no.
This all comes off of a man. His name is Elonious. And I don't know if he really calls himself a rapper, Anthony Elonious. I don't know if he calls himself a rapper. Basically, he broke up with his wife.
Okay.
And he went on Facebook, and he posted a song that he wrote about his wife. Some of the lyrics went like this. There's one way to love you, but 1,000 ways to kill you, and I'm not going to rest until your body is a mess.
What?
Soaked in blood and dying, all the little cuts.
Wow.
What?
So she felt threatened by this, reported this to the police. He said, this is my freedom of speech. You know, look at Eminem. He raps about
Killing Kim.
Like, you know, I'm not going to really go out there and kill her. But this is what, you know, my freedom. This is how I got over her. This is how I think, you know. And the Supreme Court is kind of balancing out now. Can you post stuff on Facebook? Does there have to be a copyright law involved in this? Does it have to be? There's two secure checks for the federal government to see if it's a threat. One, that the speaker made a voluntary statement, and two, that a reasonable person would view the statement as threatening. Those seem very broad to me.
Mm.
How do y'all feel about this? I mean, you're an artist.
Yeah, Sam.
You post lyrics up and might say, yeah, I beat that bitch with a bat, you know, like...
I don't know. I mean, that's a very sticky situation. Mm-hmm. For me as an artist, you know, my music tends to be very clean cut because it's very positive. And even the party stuff, I rap about stuff that I experience, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know I'm friends with other artists that, you know, they live the street life or they lived a certain way. And that's what they rap about. And that's them. And a lot of them have personally told me, I'm not trying to be a role model. I'm trying to do my music and I'm trying to do... me. So in that aspect, I mean, I guess it's okay, you know what I mean? But it's just not, I don't think it's the right thing.
Nessa, how you feel?
I mean, being an artist is like, you can put yourself into a certain character, just like, you know, Sam is an actor. And I feel like you can write about whatever you want. It doesn't mean that you're going to have to
go out
follow through and actually do it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can express yourself however you want.
Where are you guys standing?
You're so vain. I bet you think this song is about you. What the fuck?
Carly
what
Simon
if they were
said
talking
it best,
about
y'all.
Somebody else. She chose to take it personal. He didn't mention her name. Did he mention her name?
I mean, it was very detailed.
Detailed, but still, how you know he's talking about you?
Sure.
How you know he's not talking about his other bitch? Even though you guys just had a fight.
He might have been rapping about that mole on that puna.
Right. He could have been rapping about the mole. Right. I can't wait until I slice that mole off of your hoo-ha. Like, bitches take things too personal.
Who
like, leave
you?
Him alone.
I bust the windows out your car.
Right.
Like,
okay.
Wait, what? Right.
Like, did Jasmine Sullivan really go bust
really
some
windows?
You know, the bitch probably did. You know?
I think people are
Wow, that's a good point, though, too. I didn't even look at it because that is a song.
That is a song.
Yeah.
What did you think, Sean?
And even, what's her name? Carrie Underwood. Scratch a car.
Burn
the house
down.
Yeah.
I mean, Britney actually went and did that shit, but and she did not even do a song about it. You know what I'm saying?
I think she just did it in real life.
Uh-huh. What you think, Sean?
I think it's like a case by case basis because what if it really is true and it could really happen? You know?
Well, then they'll
use it as evidence.
I was just about to say
a lawsuit.
Right. That's what I was just about to say. If it happens,
because this is
then
our tax dollars.
Right.
We're
but if
for this.
If
right.
What do we pay? What?
We're paying
for freedom of speech.
We're paying for them to investigate this and to change this law. We're paying taxes for this.
No, don't waste my money.
Yeah, so.
I mean, I look at it like this. Did he at her? Why is she following him?
Right.
Why?
Get the hell out of here. of here.
Exactly.
We're not together anymore. Get out of here. Stop reading my things and stop assuming that is about you. I can be stay off my page, ho.
Stay off my page, ho. Stay off my page, ho. Stay off my, stay off my, stay off my page, ho.
Why you stalking? 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 Why you stalking?
Okay, so let's get to the next topic. Genuine, Timbaland. Genuine release that he's about. It's been what, 4 years since his last album?
How many?
4 years?
I think it's been
longer, a whole lot of years.
Yeah,
like 6 years.
Probably been a minute.
He just did an album with the TTT.
No, and then he had his another one. It's remember, it was like that. This is why he's like, "Oh, I'm working with Timbaland again." I'm like, "Didn't you put that single out with Timbaland and Missy?"
We need crickets right
get
now.
Together.
Yeah. When that came out, he had dropped.
That came out. That came out. That came out longer because that came out before.
Put your mouth on
that. That came out after Future Sex Love Sounds. That was so it was like 6 years ago.
All right. So he's coming out. He's going to be working with Genuine again. Timbaland is going to be working with Genuine.
Oh wow, that's dope.
Timbaland also announced that he's going to be doing something with Missy, but we really don't know. Timbaland's also talking about.
I
had to pull this picture up because this was just such an epic picture.
Now, Sam,
just to give the audience a little knowledge, you have a little tie.
This is so dope to me.
Yeah, this is crazy Timbaland. Trivia. So when I was young, back in the day, one of my first jobs ever was I played Genuine's best friend in the Pony video.
Ooh.
So if y'all go to YouTube and you check it out, you'll see that. And every time I see him, we're real cool. But he always, I don't care who he's with. I saw him this year at the BET Awards. He's there with Tyrese and Tank. He stops in the middle of an interview and he goes, "That's my dude." He was in my first video. He set it off.
And it's iconic.
And I'll give you another trivia that's iconic. When I did MTV Yo Mama, Neo was on my show. Nobody knew him. It was his first TV appearance ever.
Wow.
And look how big Neo is now.
Wow.
And I remember, just talking to him, and he's like, "I've been writing this and that." And he was excited to be on our show. He had never been on TV. And next thing you know, 6 months later, Neo took off.
Just blew off.
Yeah.
Wow.
But Genuine is a super, super cool cat. And, man, I love him.
Said that was Timbaland's first
But that was Timbaland's first hit. People don't even know this. He used to sleep on Devontae's couch.
Wow.
He was under Devontae. So that was his first hit. And then,
he took off after that.
Yeah, after that, it was a wrap.
Legends.
Yeah.
You got history. You kind of were...
I was a part of it. Yeah,
you know
a part of epic history.
I've been lucky, man. A lot of people also don't know. I'm also in the Tupac California Love video. So that's there's been some videos I did back in the day.
Yo, don't make me say what videos I'm in from back in the day.
I want to know.
I'm in Biggie Smalls' Big Papa.
No, you not.
Yes,
no,
you are not. Yes, I am.
Shoot, I'm bowing down.
I'm in Faith Evans' video soon as I get home. I'm in that video.
Oh, Missy wrote that. Missy wrote that.
I'm in You Used, not Soon as I Get Home. I'm sorry. I'm in You Used to Love Me.
Oh, I remember that.
Yes.
What? So you've been doing some dope videos.
Zap Bad Boy, 94, 95, 96 was crazy.
So you was down with Bad Boy.
I was down with Bad Boy. My manager was Harp Pierre for Bad Boy Entertainment.
Oh,
I didn't give nobody my pussy.
Oh. Oh my God. I'm out of here. This girl is raw. You Big Daddy Kane, raw. R-A-W.
I was too young for that. I was in a group. My group was called Dej. Harp Pierre named his daughter Dej after my group.
That was a big name,
rest in peace. She passed away, but Harp was my manager for my group.
Oh, so that's how you was around the whole camp. And he was a big manager.
He was huge.
I know who he is. Yeah.
So
I study my music.
I was literally involved. I was in the studio when Harp and him edited Toba video. Give me all the chicken heads from Pasadena to Medina. I was right in there wowing. This is crazy.
You look young, though. You don't...
I look young. How old do you think I am?
Well, now that you're saying all this...
You know I'm older.
You
got to
be in your early 40s.
No, I'm not 40 yet.
30s? 30s?
I'm in my 30s.
All right, y'all can talk about that after the fact.
Sorry.
Moving on from that. From epic music to an epic fail, y'all. Mariah Carey was performing the other night at Rockefeller Center. Can we just have a moment of silence for Mariah Carey's voice?
I know.
Why is it bad right now?
I mean, Ariana Grande done stole it out. Her, the bitch done did a poltergeist.
Somebody
over her.
Took
or that was a part of Nick Cannon's divorce settlement.
He took her voice.
Okay, so what you want to say? Because I have something.
Bitch, we ain't gonna say nothing. Here's the clip. We gotta talk about it after. Let them back up singles try to finish. Well, yeah, so we ain't gonna kill Mariah like that. But now I think, Alexis, do you have the 2013 version too?
I do. I'm about to pull it up right now.
Sweet. So this is last year's Mariah Carey. We're just gonna watch how Mariah Carey's voice just kind of deteriorating. Right?
Wow. She needs to take a rest. No.
Oh my gosh, no way. What?
That hurts.
Can I just sing right now after this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh,
let's
see
it.
Oh my god, I was not serious. Anyway.
Ness,
you might
go.
As well
come
let
on,
it out
come
there.
On,
okay, no, can we get All I Want for Christmas?
No, definitely not that song.
Give us something.
Okay.
People are watching.
Drumming my pain with his fingers.
Mm-hmm.
He was singing my life with his words. Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly with his song. Telling my whole life with his words. He was killing me softly.
What?
Wow.
Yay!
Did I tell you? Did I tell you?
You made it to the Blue Eyes Soul Shine.
Now you see why I roll with her.
All right.
She make me look good. That's why that's how we roll.
I was impressed.
Well, so Mariah Carey, y'all. I mean, my thing is, who is on her team that is saying we aren't going to press
it's
play?
Okay, right. I feel bad. Like, that hurt watching because, you know, that's a classic song and Mariah Carey is a legend. And we know we're so used to what she was doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's sad. But she needs some more people on her, a new team, because that is unacceptable.
That's unacceptable. And she's Mariah Carey.
I feel sorry for her.
Me too.
Women are always the ones who suffer when a man leaves. This is the result. I'm fucked
hold up,
here.
Hold up. That, the one with her in the white dress,
she was with Nick.
So she,
and that one was worse. The first one, no.
No, well, listen, look at that
them
one.
High
we put,
notes,
that one we put,
was worse. I'm sorry.
2014 one.
No,
it is done. You have to see it. They do it. They have her vocals.
They have vocals
recorded just from her microphone,
and they play in it. The Rockefeller Center vocals from her voice only. Oh my god!
Because that when you hear that high note, that's the background singers. Because I didn't hear that from her microphone when I saw the isolated version.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
but,
I don't know. I mean, last year was good.
But we honestly don't know if her and Nick... It takes... You don't just get a divorce in a year.
I don't think that has anything to do with her voice. She's not taking care of her voice.
Women, you don't understand.
But why isn't she taking care of her voice?
I you know what? I don't know what's going on. You know, we talked about this today, actually. How is Celine Dion able to preserve her voice?
Because Celine Dion have a man who loves her.
Celine Dion found
a
father.
Celine is in fucking Vegas.
Celine Dion.
And Celine is doing her thing. Mariah, we don't know. Last year could have been the beginning of her situation going downhill with Nick Cannon. So what we do?
She's trying to make
self-medicate sometimes.
Sorry, I have to disagree with that.
What?
I'm a singer, and leaving a relationship or anything like that has nothing to do with the tone of
voice. But you gotta understand, you gotta look at it like this. She's married to somebody. It may affect you different.
No,
she's a woman who just had twins and married to a man who she
thought
was gonna be married to.
But at the end of the day, she
could be crying a lot. She could be drinking. She could.
Mariah Carey has had number one hits. She has lived life more than anybody has lived life.
Yeah, she's one of the biggest of all time.
She is doing something that is affecting her voice that definitely has to do with her routine.
She's been smoking.
She's probably drinking. She's probably smoking. She's doing something that is not right. right.
That could make
Mariah
sense.
Mariah Carey,
yeah,
at one point, she would not be seen in her dressing room without a humidifier and everything, tea and all that, and have her zen moment for her voice. She's probably so caught up with taking care of her twins, going through her divorce or her situation, she's probably fucking drinking. Yeah. She's doing something that is affecting her voice.
You don't go to
voice.
One extreme, to, one extreme, I agree with you. That makes sense. Now that you put
time.
It that way, I agree.
And women, and I'm going to keep it 100 with you, women, we are emotional beings. Yeah. And I know for me, when I broke up with the guy I thought I was going to fucking marry, I went on a tattoo phase, number one. And number two, I also started, I had an addiction to the gym at one point. You can't tell now, but I had an addiction to the gym at one point because I was like, oh, bitch, I'm snapping back, ho. You know, so, and I cried a lot. So, women, we have moments. We have moments, and I think this is a moment for Mariah. She's going through a lot in the public eye. She's still trying to remain positive. You don't hear her speaking about her situation, so that means she's dealing with it in seclusion.
Internally, yeah.
Internally.
She shouldn't be performing. You know what's fucked up about that, though? I don't know if it
she want to get a check.
I don't know if it happened last night or the day
I don't even think it's the check.
But Ariana Grande performed the same song. Yeah.
Who did?
Ariana Grande.
Yeah, and she
killed
it. Ariana Grande don't have to worry about boys. She don't have to worry about life.
She's a kid. Come on.
She's a kid.
Yeah. I don't even want to go there. Guys, honestly, I don't even want to talk about her and Mariah in the same sentence. It's like when people try to compare themselves to Beyonce. Mariah's here all time. It's not even, let's not even go there.
Mariah sounds better than everybody on her work.
Mariah's a legend.
Yeah, she's a legend.
She's a legend.
But the reality, her worst days sound better than these girls on their best days.
Legend.
But let's really, and I'm going to leave it alone, but let's really stick a fork in it. You have to understand, she's performing, you know why? That bitch is in her 40s.
Yeah.
She's knocking on 50. Her career is really going down right now. She's trying to remain positive and trying to stay performing, but she knows this is it. She needs to just... I feel bad
She needs
for
to
her.
Act. She just stick to acting.
She don't
need to do nothing.
Mariah
Carey needs to sit her ass down.
She needs to sit down. She has more than enough money to last her, but she can't even spend
it. But it's not about the money. You know how it is. We're creative people.
No.
Didn't she do
something.
A movie and it was really, really
Precious.
Bad?
I thought she was good in Precious. She was good in Precious.
Okay, y'all, we're really not sitting here trying to relevate Mariah Carey's acting career because it was cute, but
she wasn't bad.
She's not a good actress.
My thing is, with Mariah Carey, the reality is it's like a Britney Spears. She's been doing it for so long. Mariah Carey, you really think Mariah Carey really want to be up there being like, all I want. She don't want to sing that song no more. I honestly believe that. I think she wants to have her life. She wants to enjoy it. If she wants to go sing, she wants to do that. She don't want to be at Rockefeller, but she has contracts. She has to perform a certain amount of times a year. She has to put an album out a certain year. It's the same shit with Britney Spears. Britney Spears don't want to be a part of this industry, but she knows she has to keep a business because she's feeding how many people?
Yeah.
And that's what we just saw. We just saw Gimme More from MTV VMAs.
And my point, what happened to Britney when she broke up with Kevin? That bitch shaved her head. She was running around
but
looking
she
crazy.
Her best album,
men,
Blackout was her
men
album.
Take an effect on a person when you are truly
Only
in love.
Well, because
and
then
that
you realize
break up your whole fucking life that you put in with this person, and they up and leave. Remember, she was like this, like dancing. She didn't even want to do it.
Well, then I have a message for women. As somebody who has 90% of my friends are females,
okay,
and they all call me for advice and this and that, and I want to tell every woman that's listening out there, forget that. When the man breaks up with you, use that as motivation, flip it on him, and be the best you can be. Because I'm telling you, unless a dude is a simp, most of the time, we're heartbroken and we're going to be upset and this and that. But most guys, they use that as fuel. And they're like, you know what? I got to move on. I'm going to be in the gym. I'm going to make this money. I'm going to show her. She didn't believe in me. It's motivation. So as women, there's so many of y'all, there's so many friends that I have that are motivated, that are smart, that are successful. So my whole thing is, don't let no guy drag you down or have feelings of feelings. We're all going to be upset. We're all going to cry. We're all going to be down. But at the end of the day, if he wasn't worth it, pick yourself up and show him.
It's easier said than done, though, Sam.
It is, but it can be done.
Y'all motherfuckers are the ones who can move on.
Right.
Okay. No,
we're way off topic.
Another subject.
So it's all in your mind,
we're going to talk about you, Sam. Sam, you have a video out right now.
Oh, this one's been out
for a while. So we're going to play this so that people can kind of get a little...
Mr. Boy, you know, London.
Accustomed to your sound. So this song is called On One.
Yeah, this is... There's a song called... there's a clothing line called Jesus. It's GSUS, Jesus Industries. And it's based in Europe and also Canada. And they put together a mixed compilation album. And this song, On One, that I did the video... Oh, no. This is the song I have out now. This is Make It Through that they were playing.
Do we have the music video for
On One? You
playing
the video or the single?
All right. So tell us about On One. Go ahead, Zay.
Yeah, so On One is a song that was on the Jesus Industries compilation, and I did a video to it. I think that, yeah, this is it right here. Basically, this song is about finding that right girl. My girl, Natty Loretano from the show VIP. I never met a girl like this before. She the type of girl that I'm trying to know. She natural with that curly hair. Stepped in the club, all I did was stare. She watching me and I'm watching her. Yes, sir. Now I'm dreaming. She got me feeling. Feeling like a 6 month shorty, got me leaning. She the kind that I can't explain. Hang girls in the past, but it's not the same. She got me mesmerized. She got me hypnotized. Really, really knew how I felt when I met her. She was cold, so I gave her a sweater. 30 minutes later, karma got better. And I'm so glad I met her. Body is Kivas.
That's who the singer is?
Yeah, that's my man Key. He writes all the songs with me. Him and Young Nice.
So Sam's our punk On One. Oh, wait, isn't that in there?
No, I'm saying Anessa writes with us.
All right, so from On One to now, your music out now, this was 2 years ago. So now we have a song called Make It Through.
Yeah, so basically I'm in a movie called No Weapons. It stars me and Tiny Lister, and it's doing really, really good at festival. We were blessed because the movie came out, and I went and saw it last year at a premiere, and it was crap, like horrible. Then we had some investors. They retweaked it, and now the movie looks good. We just won Best Film at the Orlando Urban Film Festival. I'll be in San Diego next month at the San Diego International Film Festival. Then I go to Vegas. We're killing at festivals right now. So this song that you're about to hear is called Make It Through. It features me and Christina DeBarge, and it's just basically about no matter what we're going through, we're going to make it through. You know what I mean?
Word.
Keep it on.
Shout out to Christina.
Christina.
Nice picture.
Thank you. We got plans. Pops a preacher, raising church, pay my dues, I put in work. Yeah, that's right, I put in work. Turn that up in the box room. So now over there. It's day after day. Oh, man, mess our face. This detective on a job and they racist. Hey. I know we're gonna make it through.
That's not me.
No, this is Christina. She's on the next one. I know we're gonna make it through. Real uplifting, you know what I mean? I know we're gonna make it. I do my job. Call me Hans in LA. Watch me shine. Me and drummer got it on lock. So much drama, but I can't stop. Got my crib all intact. Moms and pops, they got my back. Adversity got the best of me, but I'ma still survive. Got a recipe. I got my little Jazz. She's so cute with her dad. When she trip, I can't be mad. So now it's day after day. Oh man, messed up face this. Detective on a job. And they racist. So I'm rapping in the perspective of my character. My character is a detective. So basically, real quick, the movie is about me being a detective. My wife dies of a drug overdose. I'm in Arizona working. So now I decide to go to LA so my 7-year-old daughter can be with me and my my real father and my mom so they can help take care of her. So when I get there, I'm dealing with racism. My father is a preacher. Me and him have beef, and that's kind of like, you know, what the movie's about, and it's a real nice family gospel joint.
That was cool. You know me.
Yeah, so check that out, No Weapons, and then I got two other flicks coming out.
No Weapons, like No Weapons from against us.
So it's a little gospel up in the
Who did that beat for that one? Was everything.
Yeah, that was it's this producer, gosh, Jay Plot. I can't think of his name right now, but he's out of Chicago. And Jay Platt, my engineer, got us that track.
Well, you give us that name, yeah, we'll put it up on my card. Mm-hmm. All right, next we have The Song.
The Song.
It's called Fresh Kids.
Now, I want to intro this. So, basically, I have a show that's going to be coming out. It's called The Chosen One, and it's basically about my life, and it's about my crew around me, and this is one of the cast members.
Don't you have a clothing line, The Chosen One?
Yeah, exactly. It's all, the whole movement is The Chosen One. Many are called, few are chosen. Mm. So that's the whole brand. So basically, Chosen One is my crew. Chosen One Entertainment Group is my productions. Chosen One's the clothes. And the show's called The Chosen One. So it's like me, Anessa, my boy Key, my father, everybody who's pivotal in my life. and you get to see our day to day.
Right.
So Fresh Kids is gonna be like, there's three singles that I'm really pushing next year. Boy London, Fresh Kids, and Fly. And Ness is on two of those tracks. She's on Fresh Kids, she's on Fly. So Fresh Kids is basically a universal record, because growing up, remember when you was in junior high?
Mm.
All you cared about was what? When you went back to school, looking fly.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted the flyest gear.
The
you wanted that
keeper.
Girl to notice you. So basically
keeper.
What we're
Tommy
saying,
Hilfiger.
Tommy Hilfiger, that yeah, was- Sean John, all that. So what we're saying is, we the fresh kids on the block. The Chosen One crew is the fresh kids on the block.
Let's take
so
a
that, can y'all start this from the beginning, though?
We'll get that from the start.
Yeah, they got to...
DJ Alexis in the booth.
Alexis, can I hear from the beginning, love?
Alexis.
I'm trying my best.
Oh, you better. I love
thank
that.
You, Alexis. We appreciate you.
The song's so
it
good.
The
song's so good. They can't hear it from. There we go.
From the middle.
They can't hear it from the middle, love. She knows. She's New York. Of course she does.
Oh, awesome.
And Anessa killed this hook. The
wait,
whole world.
Can you sing over it?
Of course I
yeah.
can.
Come on, Anessa. All right, we're going to give y'all a performance. Ashley, you ready, Ashley?
Because
we the freshest kids. The freshest kids. The freshest kids. This beat is sick. Beat Mercher on this one. Yo,
this
yo, yo.
Music,
turn this up.
Fashion, here we go. People in the place, yo, we came here to jam, and we gon' party all night. Hope you came with your fam. Bring your girls and your crew, cause the bar's on me. You see me on the runway, oh yeah, and BET. So now we take it worldwide when we come to your town. Future stars be my clique, and we the dopest around. So mama, get on the dance floor and let me see what you got. You looking like a naughty girl, and it's making me hot. So I'ma dance tonight like tonight is my last. Sexy girl in my lap and we having a blast. Hey, oh, here we go.
Wait for her.
She about to
wait
kill y'all. She about
wait
to kill y'all.
A little more.
Cheese them and ass. Here we go.
When do
hey.
I come in?
What?
Cause we be the fresh kiss on the block.
Hey.
Turn the party up, cups to the top.
Let's go.
We don't stop, go.
Nessa. All right, Nessa, you better deliver radio to my ears. Because I, you know, no, I really respect when someone sounds exactly like how I hear them.
She's a beast.
Track.
Like,
I
seriously,
really appreciate
thank
it.
You so much.
You
thank
welcome.
You. I appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yeah, with the same energy as your music.
We trying, man. You know, and
we're not trying. You're
thank
doing.
Thank you. But one
and
thing
doing
I love,
anyway.
And one thing I love about having Nessa around, having my producer Young Nice and Key around. I keep people around me that, because for me, I do so, music is my first love. But like right now, I'm filming Bones. As soon as I leave here, I gotta be on set. Like I'm modeling, I'm doing all these things. So what I try to do, because I wanna be good at everything, I keep people around me like them that's all they do.
Right.
So when I write a verse, and like me and Anessa are working on a sick record right now called Fly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I write my verses, me and her be fighting because she'll be like, Sam, man, that's whack. Like, you're using the same tone. Do this. And we fight. But at the end of the day, she brings out the best in me. So I really appreciate having them around.
Real.
Bringing out the best Sam instead of me just going and then I'm like, oh, this is good enough. And then I leave the studio. You know what I mean?
You don't need no more Mariah Carey performing.
Yeah, we don't want that.
All right, so we're going to get a video for Fresh Kids.
Yes, we're going to get a video for Fresh Kids. Oh, trust
me.
Sometime next year. We everything is real strategic right now. Like, I'm dropping a song in February with, you guys know Keith Robinson?
Yes.
From Dreamgirls?
Yes.
So me and Keith got a song coming
really?
Out called Famous. It's sick. We're working on it right now. It's called Famous. That's coming out in February. Then Boy London is coming out. That's going to be a huge single.
Wait,
that's
are you already
April.
Working on it, or it's already...
We're in the studio right now. We started last week. The one with me and Keith.
Why do I want to say I really remember him talking about a song
no,
named Famous?
No, because he has a song called Famous. I'm on the remix.
Okay.
So what he did was change the beat, new song, new track. I'm on the Famous remix. So we're dropping that Grammy Awards weekend.
Yes.
Then in April, I dropped the Big Boy London single because that's when my campaign comes out. So basically, I've been the face of Boy London for 4 years. I just shot my new campaign with Eugenia Kuzmina. She's one of the top models in the world. And then, so the campaign comes out in April, video in April, big party at Kitson's, huge record release, single party. And then after that, now people start to know my music a little bit. Right. We dropped Make It Through. We dropped Famous. We dropped Boy London. And then, bam, we hit them with Fresh Kids in the fall.
Okay. Right.
But we're going to be on tour next year. We're doing the Mr. Fashion Tour. And the first date is December 11th. So anybody in L.A. is going to be at the Attic. If you guys want to go, just hit up jennifer.futurestarsentgroup.
We're going to promote it here at Black Hollywood.
Yeah, you know? y'all promote it, and we're going to be performing that night. But all next year, we're doing like 10 dates for Fashion Weeks. You know, it's the...
Didn't you do L.A. Fashion Week? I followed you on Instagram.
Uh-huh, I did. I did eight. I walked in eight shows.
Yeah, you were
busy. That
was
my record. I was very, very busy. So that was a blessing, and now, you know, on to the next, and I'm doing New York Fashion Week, and... Montreal, London, Paris. Wow. So what? Yeah,
God is good. You know,
man,
why?
I'm so blessed right now. You know why?
You are
so
blessed.
Thankful.
Because everybody from the 90s who were models, their careers are over. Like,
and I started in 98. That's when my first campaign came out, Tommy Hilfiger. And when I started, Tyson was the biggest thing out. And he was my mentor. So even now, me and Tyson are super tight. Like, Tyson was the guy that took me aside and said, look, Sam, here's how it's going to be. There's none of us. At the time, there was like Boris Cujo.
Right.
Tyson and Boris were like the older cats that I looked up to.
He was the dark skin.
Yes, I mean, Tyson Beckford, he's the Michael Jordan of fashion.
But he's the first male supermodel.
Yeah. Even now, when I travel worldwide, they don't even know none of the white model. All they know is Tyson Beckford still, because male models were not respected and we're not publicized. So even me, the reason I get a lot of attention as a male model, I do other things. So it helps bring up my visibility. But if I told you, like, some of the top cats in the game, Marcus King, Marcus Schenkenberg, like, y'all wouldn't even know these cats. And these cats have been
Marcus
in the
Schenkenberg.
You know what? So Marcus is like, he's like Tyson. He's an OG, you know? But like Tony Ward, a good friend of mine. Tony's been in the game like 25 years. If you saw his face, you know him. Dolce & Gabbana, everything. But male models aren't respected like that.
Well, blessings to you for staying relevant.
And my favorite thing about you is that you call this man on the plane going somewhere. He's like, oh, I just got in. He's doing something. But everything you do is positive. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate that. That you don't fall into a certain category to try and get, you know, into a lane. You make your own lane.
Yeah, that's
everything that you
do. Well, and also for me, what people don't realize, that's why I love my documentary. I have a documentary coming out called Life of an Entertainer, and I'm so passionate about it. It's a 16-year documentary. I started it from the day I started entertainment. And in this journey, people see you a certain way. And I give the real. I talk about being depressed. I talked about making all this money for Hilfiger, 18 years old, six figures, this and that. Almost losing my crib. My sister had to loan me money. I mean, when you watch my documentary, there's a thing on there where me and Keith Robinson, 12 years ago, y'all remember Save the Last Dance?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Biggest movie, made $100 million. They do this big casting. Fox is going to do a TV show from the movie. They cast me and Keith as the leads. I play his best friend. So we go to Toronto. We film the pilot. They go, Sam, it's a done deal. Everything is done. We're going to pick up the show, this and that. I'm watching Extra, and Extra says the most highly anticipated show of the year next year, Save the Last Dance. 2 weeks later, they have this thing in New York called Upfronts, where they bring all the actors to announce the shows. This is all on my documentary. The day before Upfronts, I get a call at 6 a.m. from my agent, Sam. Fox decided to pull out. They're not doing the show.
Wow.
Meanwhile, check this out. We had been in Toronto for 3 months, so I come back. I'm young. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I sell my crib. So now I have nowhere to stay. I go stay with my pops for a little bit. As a grown adult, after making all this money, I get chicken. I don't work for a year. A year. I get chicken pox as an adult.
That's
so y'all
worst.
Know how dangerous that
is. Yes, it's very dangerous.
Then I have no health insurance because I'm not working.
Right.
So you get to see me on my documentary. I'm talking about what I'm going through. And you can't fake that. It's so real. So I always say, like, when this documentary comes out, it's going to make history. And what's also interesting is you see a lot of entertainers now, like Beyonce. I got her on there. I did Carmen the Hip-Hopper with her. It was her first movie.
I remember
Me,
that.
Her, Mos Def, Bow Wow.
Yo.
You brat. See, yeah, the brat. And everybody in the industry knows me as the guy that's been doing a documentary. So you see Beyonce on there. She's looking at my camera and she's like, oh my gosh, Sam, you and Micaiah, veterans, y'all been doing this. I'm so nervous. Like, you got any tips for me? Like, stuff that playing ball with Jamie Foxx, me and Jamie were on Hanging with Mr. Cooper back in the day, playing ball with Leonardo, Amber Tamblyn, you guys know who she is. Yeah. Amber's one of my best friends. So you got stuff like me and Amber driving to audition for 8 Mile together in my car. We're talking with my camera. She's auditioning for Brittany Murphy's part. I'm auditioning for Makai's part. I'm gonna tell you the last story. So check this out. At the time, I'm auditioning for 8 Mile. I get 7 callbacks. My rap name used to be Future. I just changed it because it is new Future that's blowing up. Mm-hmm. So now it's Mr. Fashion. But I'm auditioning for 8 Mile. So I get 7 callbacks. So they're loving me. It comes down to me and one other person. So the director and the casting directors call my agent. And they're like, okay, give us a week. It's down to Sam and somebody else. In that week, we'll know if Sam got it or not. So Makai originally was offered the role, but he didn't want to work with Eminem because he's a serious actor. He's like, I don't want to work with no rapper. Mm. So in that week, they fly Makai to Detroit for Eminem to try and convince him to do the movie. So he's like, cool, I'll do it. I'm in. So my agent, they call back and they go, you know what? Sam was great. We went another direction. So check this out. This is crazy, and it's all on my documentary. I'm filming Carmen and Hip Hopper at the time with Makai. So we have lunch one day, and I'm like, yo, Makai, man, so what you going to do after this? At the time, it's not called 8 Mile. It's called the Untitled Eminem Project. He goes, man, I got to go to Detroit to do this Untitled Eminem Project. I don't even want to do.
Wow.
I look at him. I go, what role are you playing? Future.
Wow. You.
The role I was up for. The reason I didn't get it, they gave it to a star.
Wow.
So they strung me along, wow. And because Makai said no originally, I probably would have got it.
Yeah. Wow.
But till this day, I've been friends with Makai all these years. He still doesn't know that story.
Well, now
he knows. When people come watch this movie and you see all these different things, the Ambers, the Keith Robinsons, the Makais, the Beyoncés, Pamela Anderson, all these people that have been part of my journey, the best thing about it is I'm showing the struggle. I'm showing what we go through as entertainers on it, and it's not what it's cracked up to be. Yeah, you might want to be in my shoes, but do you want to go through what I've been through to be where I am?
And that's the problem. A lot of people, they see you on the outside, they see you persevering, but no one knows.
They have no
your
idea.
Struggle.
They have no idea.
They have no clue what you have to go
like
through.
Like when I have auditions, I'm up till 6, 7, 8 a.m. while the other cats at the club partying.
He never sleeps.
Yeah, so it's like if I book that role, I deserve to get that role because I've put in 5, 6 hours going to my coach, running lines with Inez, running lines with people that are, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So this is, they don't understand. And I think my documentary will make people have a whole different perspective of what it takes to make it in the industry and what we go through.
Well, God bless you.
And God bless you for sharing that.
Yeah.
So what's your Twitter handle? Where can everyone follow you? Be a part of the Fresh Kid Movement.
The Fresh Kid Boy London Movement at Mr. MR Sam and then Sarpong, Sarpong. Follow me.
Inessa, what about you?
At _ yours truly _ Inessa, INESSA.
Hey. All right. So we have this thing called the 6 Mix. We're going to talk about 6 songs that y'all need to go download. Now, you guys can, after the show, go to Instagram. We're going to post them so you guys can get samples. But then make sure you guys head to iTunes and download the songs. First song, Frank Ocean came out. He dropped on Tumblr.
Wow.
I mean, these social media apps are just finding anybody to tag anything to. Tumblr. I didn't even know that existed. Somebody the other day hit me up like, Jesse, do you have a Tumblr? I'm like, I don't think so.
I got a Tumblr.
Am I on there? Tumblr. What is Tumblr?
I am Sam. That's mine.
That's like from MySpace days, right?
I don't know.
Tumblr that's Photo Bucket. What's Tumblr?
No, it's like Tumblr is just a one. It's like a blog. That's the best way to describe it. It's a blog. It's pictures of you. Hey, I'm at Black Hollywood Live doing an interview. It's just a blog. Yeah. It's cool, though.
So I guess Facebook wasn't checking for Frank Ocean. Last Friday, Ocean released this song called Memorize.
Is it Memorize or Memories?
Memorize. It's a sung, spoken kind of track. He only showed 2 minutes of it. People are kind of saying it's like Novocaine or something off of Thinking About You. I'm sitting here sound like, it kind of sounds like he's trying to be Kendrick Lamar. What did you guys think of it?
Go ahead, Sean.
It was he could have kept it.
Lackluster.
That shit was horrible.
Yeah.
It was the worst song.
She's hilarious, dude.
It was the worst song I've ever never heard. I'm like, okay, you know, he's along with Justin. Well, he's along with what's the boy?
Justin.
What's Will Smith's kid's name?
Trey. Oh, Jaden.
Jaden Smith.
He's with the Jaden Smith right now.
He is.
I have never. I was like, what the fuck is he thinking? It's like it starts off going, like the bed rocking, right? And then he comes up. Comes in and just starts saying these things. You could barely understand what he's saying. I think it was a waste of time. I think he did this to test to see if he still had fans, because that was some horrible shit. Frank Ocean does way better than this.
Yeah. Wait, so what does Jaden do on it? Rap?
No.
No, Jaden's not.
She's comparing Frank Ocean to Jaden.
She can't stand Jaden.
Oh, his rapping?
Music.
Oh,
I love him. Yeah. I love the Golden Kids. Yeah. The Golden Kids. But
is that his crew?
They're starting to lose their mind.
Is that his crew? The Golden Kids?
No, I'm making it up.
She's calling him and Willow.
Go, come on now.
That sounded like a real crew.
No.
So the Golden Kids are Will's kids?
Will and Jada Smith. She had the golden egg and he had the golden sperm.
That is hilarious. Wow. That is hilarious.
All right.
I love it, though.
So, Frank Ocean, sorry, you get a thumbs down for that one. Faith Evans, Incomparable.
I know you like this song.
I tell you, look it, I forgot the that I was a Faith Evans fan until I went to that concert a few weeks ago, and then I was like, oh, wait, this was Faith Evans?
Dude, Faith is dope. How can you forget that? Shit.
But then she performs songs from the, I'm breaking this set, y'all. I got that excited about Faith Evans. I've turned into a 90s groupie, y'all. Faith Evans came out with this album. Have you guys got to check out the album?
I haven't, not yet.
Consistent. That's all I can say. Like, it's not epic.
She sounds the same live.
Yep.
Yeah, no, she's dope. Yeah.
She's so dope.
She's one of the dopest vocalists.
I almost feel like she sounds better live than she do on the actual fucking record.
100% agree. Yeah. And the reason I picked this song out of all the other ones off the list is because she performed this live, and I didn't know that this was on because the album came out after. And when she performed... Are you on here chewing, damn, in the microphone?
Oh, my bad. I was at my Altoids.
As she performed this song, it really brought me back into a moment. In the 80s. But her whole album, even though it's 2014, it brings that nostalgic 90s feel. And
I love
that.
It
gives me 80s, 90s. It's so disco.
Yep.
It reminds me like,
hey, Daddy.
It's like, it reminds me so much of 80s and 90s. I am definitely 100% behind this song.
To me, honestly, this is probably my favorite song off the Six Mix. You know what my second one got me. But moving on from that.
I know you're, yeah.
Post to Be, Omarion, Chris Brown, Janae Aiko. It came out a while ago, but I had to give them their shout outs and their credits for this because I'm obsessed with the song. It's so catchy. I wish I could remember the song that my friend compared it to.
Compared to Chris Brown.
No. Like a song back in the day. It's going to be that song that it just gets stuck in your head. And it's amazing, but it's
Omarion.
Also, Omarion's joint.
That's how you sing.
They sampled that.
Murder, She Wrote.
I'm gonna say it again. I've been saying it all week, but Janae Aiko and it talk about gotta eat the booty like groceries.
Gotta eat the booty like groceries. I love it. I love this song.
So shout out to
her being on a real song, like a song, a happy song. Because all her songs,
a song with a BPM above 95.
Right. That's funny.
Shout out to Omarion. That's who I want to give a shout out to.
Because that was dope.
Yes, like, and I'm glad that he waited and came out at the right time. And that's like you were saying, you know, you need to, it's all about timing.
Omarion's actually a good friend of mine. We just went to see the movie Addicted together to support Tyson and Boris like 2 weeks ago. But, I've known him for a long, long time, and I'm very, very proud of him. And, he's just a cool cat, man. Super down to earth.
I love him.
And he had a baby.
Yeah, mega. I've worked with him plenty. I've worked with him a few times. Very cool person.
Yeah.
Huh?
You did his hair?
Male grooming. I love the song. Yeah. I think I'm praying for him because I want him to succeed. I really, really want him to succeed.
Yeah,
he's dope, like, though.
No, as an adult. Everybody keep looking at him as little.
No, I'm talking about Icebox was a platinum single.
Right. Yeah, but you're still talking about Icebox. We ain't talking about 2014.
Yeah.
Now, 2014.
He's had a good career and a good string of hits, but I know what you mean. To go to that whole next level.
God bless him.
Honestly, because, AfterBuzz, loving hip-hop, I got to say this, because I never vouched for somebody on Love & Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Omarion, whoever his PR person is, or if he just is, him and April are naturally like smart to think this is how we're going to be shown on the show.
Yeah.
The best edit of anybody on any Love & Hip Hop.
Totally.
I want them to get a spinoff of it. Wow, I want them to have a show like The Game.
Yes, you never watched it?
I love it.
No, I haven't seen an episode.
You have to see when she was in labor.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I was on the crying show? In my house. I was crying. She was, because she did it all natural. I got goosebumps. She did it all natural, right? She had a water birth, but she did it all natural. Omarion, like, whenever her contractions will come, they're holding each other and they're kissing.
This is all on the show.
This is comes all on the show. She said, if you kiss me, like, it'll bring the contractions on. And then they'll kiss, 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 kiss. Her contraction will come. And he's just rocking with her. And he's like, kiss me. And then they kiss. It was the most amazing thing. I love them. I love them. Yeah, I wish them nothing.
I didn't even know all that.
Blessings. Really, you have to see it. It was, it touched my heart.
And I'll tell you this, they're great, because when we went to the movies, they brought their baby with them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, they're very, very good parents. I'm just now getting to know her, but yeah, they're very, very dedicated. And, you know, that showed me, like, to even bring the baby to the movies, it's like, we don't have no babysitter. We're very hands-on. Yeah.
We're so that normal. Was cool. We're human.
Yeah. No doubt.
We don't need a nanny.
She has a biology degree.
Really? She does? Yeah. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Wow. Impressive.
All right. Next song is this artist named Wash. And I try to find more. This is the thing with some of the rappers out here. Like, don't name yourself after, like, adjectives, verbs, and things like that you can't Google, because you can't. I couldn't find you. I found your Twitter, all right? And that was not very helpful. But anyways, he has this really dope song, and it's called Can't Trust Thoughts, featuring French Montana. I love it because Loyal, Post to Be, these songs, as a DJ, I can mix them all together, play around with them, have a lot of fun. I think it's like, it's very much like Loyal, but it just, it keeps that party, that fun, I don't know, fun vibe going for me. What are y'all thinking?
I like it.
I thought it was dope. It's kind of the same shit over and over, but that's, his music was refreshing because it didn't sound like
each verse was repetitive.
Yeah. A girl, they look for bottles.
And they sample, No Scrubs.
It was dope. I liked it.
And I've been noticing that my roommate actually noticed it. He was like, all these songs that you've been playing, they all are sampling like an old song from like the 90s or early 2000s, but like, it's just enough to where they don't finish it, to where it gets caught in your head.
Yeah.
It's like you want them to finish the Scrubs part of the song, but they don't.
I think he sounds like Chris Brown.
Yep.
I couldn't tell if it was Chris Brown doing the vocals or if it was him the background.
The background.
I didn't know
vocals.
If it was Chris Brown doing the background or if it was him doing the background. But he does sound like Chris Brown. But I want to see what else does he have.
You got to check the video. It's hilarious.
I watched it.
The thought cave.
Yeah, I watched it.
So make sure y'all check that. That's Wash featuring French Montana. All right, Antoinique Smith. I have loved
God,
this
I saw
bitch.
This.
I saw her on Broadway. She was in Rent. And the bitch can blow.
Yeah.
Or she can.
So she has a song called Hold Up, Wait a Minute. She reminds me a little bit of Blue Cantrell. Like the new age version of that.
That's fucked up.
What are y'all thinking? But I mean, I just
think that was dope.
Yeah, real dope.
She had
one
song, and
she had more than one song.
Well, I mean, I don't really, honestly, no shade on Antoinique, but I don't really see.
Was she the one that sang "Hey ladies, if your man wanna get buck wild"?
Yeah, she had a couple songs. Cause she had the one with Sean.
That was the only song.
What was the one with Sean Paul after that?
Breathe, but nobody listened to that. Yeah. That was, but the video was hot though. Hype Williams, but it was a flop.
Now wait, you have so much in your brain.
Antoinique Smith,
you know music.
She music.
Yeah, times 10.
Also, was she played Faith Evans, right?
Yeah, she did. She did play Faith Evans.
She was Faith Evans in Notorious. Yes.
Notorious. Okay.
What did y'all think of this song? It
I
has like
it was
this
dope.
Like doo-wop
Hold
vibe.
Hold up, wait a minute. It was doo-wop-y.
Kind of fast, like
it was very different.
But I like the little ratchetness too when she went a woo woo.
It says it right there.
Hold up, wait a minute. And I love the story of it. She ain't gonna take no shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I want more music like this to come out.
Yeah.
She need a mustard lead single to take off.
Yeah. You want mustard. Everybody fucking using mustard. Everybody
no, but
sound
I
like
get
mustard.
What he said. I don't think she's gonna be successful in the sense of, I don't think she has that crossover type of sound. She reminds me of this girl, Victoria something. It was a shark. She's from London. Damn. Swimming with
Wait,
the Sharks.
She's from London?
Yeah, Swimming with the Sharks. Light skinned chick.
Damn. I don't know, Victoria.
But she reminds me of that with the sound that she brings. And that girl couldn't really cross over because everyone's listening to stripper music on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And this ain't stripper music. This is like good fucking music. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to get that play unless Mustard on the Beat.
Mustard on a beat. Oh.
All right, moving on from Antoinique. We love you, girl.
Oh,
and she's
God.
Working on her first album. And so here I go again.
Oh, my God.
Destructo is putting out his first EP, West Coast, and he got Too Short on it, who we're going to have in studio very soon.
Yes.
And I can't wait. I'm very excited. The song is called Bust Them Cheeks.
Bust Them
Now, what you want to say about it, Queen? Because Queen knew this was going to be my favorite song.
First of all, I knew this is going to be your favorite song because of the beat. And I know you chose this song for the sixth mix because you're really trying to prove a point that hip-hop is really going in this direction.
Yeah, yes.
But my point is this. If you listen to the song, everybody can't rap to this type of music, this type of beat. Too Short does not flow properly on this type of beat.
Really?
To me?
I think so.
Oh, I totally disagree.
I don't think so.
To me?
And honestly...
Okay, wait. Can we please play this track?
Yeah, let me go see if I can find
Destructo
it.
Destructo featuring Too Short. So here's my thing. Go ahead, Sean. What you thinking?
I think it's dope. Like, I guess I'm kind of biased when it comes to like Snoop and Too Short.
Yeah.
They've been in the game for
They're
so
legends.
Long.
Legends. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Are you judging this on Short being a legend? Or are you judging this from the quality of the fucking song?
All right. Anything that Too Short do is quality.
See?
Yeah.
So.
It's consistent. And not only that, but like, all right, so here we go. This is.
I haven't heard it. I don't know.
Bust Them Cheeks. Nessa, listen with open ears.
Oh my God. Turn it up.
Short dog.
Just that, right there.
Bitch. Every night I chase the cat. Turn around and break her back. Don't go nowhere, girl, give me that. Where my dog's at? I get everything I want, but I never say I run the town. I don't stay inside, I jump the fence and I roam around. Bitch, I pee on trees, you on your knees and we getting down. Doggy style, I'm so wild, you yelling wild.
Sure,
keep a bad little bitch, where she from, don't ask me shit. Cause that's what I do.
Wait, when keep that up, cause it's
always
get to
more than two. I'm always on the list.
This would turn a club,
always
girl, wait for the party tonight.
It's because of the beat, though.
Come
not
on.
Not because of the rap
yes. Work, bust the chicks.
Destructo featuring Too Short. Now, before we get into it, Nessa, what was you
thinking?
The track
that.
Was way hotter than the song.
Thank you!
Yeah. He doesn't fit on there.
Way hotter.
I was waiting for somebody to come in with more energy. We're going to bust the cheek in.
Like Flo Rida would rock.
We've already done that.
I had this conversation.
He didn't fit on there.
I had this conversation earlier today. The song, if Too Short could do it, Beyonce did 7-Eleven, Snoop Dogg did Sensual Seduction. If somebody else do it, it'll be whack. But because a legend gets on a track and do some shit like that, he can fucking fart on a song and it'll
That's
be fucking
true.
Dope.
But
you
the point that I'm making is a fart doesn't make the song quality.
That's true.
No, but it's
not that. You listening to it with a different ear. Too Short could do, we know what he could do. He's having a good time on a fucking song.
Is this basically you loving LA right now?
It's not about LA. I'm from the fucking East Coast. But what that song delivered for me was I'm going to have a good time.
Exactly.
I'm a party.
I'm a legend.
I don't take Too Short seriously.
Is this what you call hip hop?
Yeah, there is. That is.
That's
I mean,
what you call hip hop.
Go back to listen to Bust a Move and listen to what they're talking about. They ain't talking about nothing serious. He talking about 2 minutes of him walking into a party and what he thought of that one girl. This motherfucker talking about busting them cheeks. I mean, it's just, hip hop is really just.
So you're telling me his lyrics,
it's a mindless
the way
song.
He started that song, the way he rapped on that song, you mean to tell me that that song is hot? Like,
I thought it was just as relevant as Pussy by Miguel. I did that to her on purpose. On that note, we want to thank y'all for tuning in. Sam, what's your Twitter handle?
Yeah, you guys check me out. At Mr. Sam Sarpong. Make sure you guys check out my TV show, Average Dad, with Jamie Presley. I didn't get to plug that. That comes out in the spring, 2015.
And you shouting out your people, your headphone people, right?
Yeah, Flips. Yeah, Flips headphones. Man, I love these. This is what I be in the studio rocking.
Y'all need to
so y'all check out these Flips. Everybody talking about Beats for Dre and all this. These are speakers. They turn into speakers,
I just
yo.
Seen those the other day.
Yeah,
actually.
So these are loud speakers.
So you need to get some for all
I got y'all. I got you. Ain't number the thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nessa, where can everyone follow you? Look at she drinking in that cup. Like Beyonce said,
yeah.
Don't put that cup down.
I'm fucking with Twitter
drinking.
Right now, so whatever I, you know. Instagram, @ yours truly, Nessa, you know.
Ashley?
I'm Dollhouse Hollywood.
Dollhouse Hollywood.
Shout her out. Ashley's just so chill.
Sean Allen _ Instagram and Twitter.
Instagram Queen Wink.
You guys can follow me at DJ Jesse J. Also, make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online and check us out on Instagram at The Beat TV to make sure you guys check out those samples of the 6 mix. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
Love y'all. Peace. One love. We out.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Christian, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.